5. First Europe, then the world. Marx's updated manifesto made communism even more destructive in nature and widespread in influence. On July 14, 1889, 6 years after Marx's death, 13 years after the dissolution of the First International, and 100 years after the French Revolution, the International Workers' Congress was revived. Marxists rallied again in what historians refer to as the Second International. Guided by communism and voicing slogans like liberate humanity and abolish social classes, the European workers' movement established itself rapidly. Lenin said, "The services rendered by Marx and Engels to the working class may be expressed in a few words thus: they taught the working class to know itself and be conscious of itself, and they substituted science for dreams." The devil used lies and indoctrination to infect popular movements with communist ideology. More and more people accepted its ideology. By 1914, there were close to 30 global and local socialist organizations, and countless more trade unions and cooperatives. At the outbreak of World War I, there were more than 10 million union members and more than 7 million cooperative members. In How to Change the World, Reflections on Marx and Marxism, historian Eric Hobsbawm wrote, "In these European countries, virtually all social thought, whether or not politically motivated like the socialist movement or labor movement, are visibly influenced by Marx." At the same time, communism began to spread to Russia and the East via Europe. From 1886 to 1890, Lenin studied Das Kapital, prior to which he had begun translating the Communist Manifesto into Russian. Lenin was imprisoned and later exiled. At the start of World War I, he was living in Western Europe. World War I led to the triumph of communism in Russia. At the time of the 1917 revolution that toppled Tsar Nicholas II, Lenin was in Switzerland. Half a year later, he was back in Russia and seized power in the October Revolution. Russia was a nation with ancient traditions, a vast population, and abundant natural resources. The establishment of the Soviet regime on the territory of the world's largest country was a huge boon for the world communist movement. Just as World War I assisted the rise of the Russian communists, World War II prompted the communist movement to proliferate across Eurasia and swallow up China. Stalin said, "This war is not as in the past. Whoever occupies a territory also imposes on it his own social system." After World War II, the Soviet Union became a superpower armed with nuclear weapons, and it manipulated world affairs to promote communism throughout the world. Winston Churchill said, "A shadow has fallen upon the scenes so lately lighted by the Allied victory. Nobody knows what Soviet Russia and its Communist International Organization intends to do in the immediate future, or what are the limits, if any, to their expansive and proselytizing tendencies." During the Cold War, the free world engaged in a fierce confrontation with the communist camp that spread across four continents. Like the Taoist Taiji symbol, one half was cold communism and the other was hot communism. The nations of the free world, democratic in form, slowly turned socialist in essence.